T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't ride the emotional roller coaster. You got to go out and make great decisions. You got to go out and get better. You got to get these guys better. We got to get ready to play a tough team next week.
Emotional roller coaster.
Well,
yeah.
Sorry to tell the head coach that we are riding the emotional roller coaster. The fans specifically, and it's been a violent ride, man.
Yeah, like, man.
I can't think of a team that's had two losses like that, but then also a win over a team like Buffalo in the same year. Like, in a month. It's within the course of four games.
I left here. They were
last time we
they
talked.
They were above 500 when I left.
They were 3-2. They had just beat the MVP on Monday Night Football. Bijan was the best player in the world. Everything was coming up Falcons, Randy.
How many carries did he have in that Falcons? I'll look at it in that 49ers game. But no, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. And then you left. You were gone for, what, a week?
That was it.
And it's all come crashing back down to earth. Welcome back.
Man.
At least the weather's nice.
I mean, then I come back to this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I come back to this. Like, damn. It was unbelievable. But, I mean, just for this team, and he had 14 carries and another loss. Okay. But I think that, you know, and it's always hard because the week goes so fast. Game week in the NFL for a player goes by so fast. So you're like, okay, I gotta do some soul searching. You ain't got a lot of time to do soul search. You gotta get ready for a team that they're going up to New England that is on fire.
On fire.
On fire.
And why is that, Randy? Why would you say that New England has taken the dramatic turn that they've taken over the last year?
Well, they went and got the right guy to be the head coach.
That's right.
Yeah,
They hired the right head coach. And they have a good quarterback.
They got this guy.
Yeah, they hired a culture builder. Yeah,
yes. And I'm talking about it happened fast,
yep.
You know. And so, I mean, and we'll talk more in the NFL No Huddle about their game. But when you look at what happened yesterday, it was a straight debacle, you know. And I'm talking about from the top down. Like, there's nobody – and usually in losses, there's – you know, everybody has some blame in it. This is an entire organizational fail yesterday. It is. We talked about it earlier. You got a team coming in here that's reeling. That probably coming in here thinking that y'all gonna kick their ass.
Dude, they got beat by the Browns 31-6.
This is what happened to them.
And pulled Tua and then had a backup quarterback competition all week.
Yes.
Like, that's what their reality was last week. They come in here, Tua wakes up Sunday morning and his eye's swollen.
Yes.
The man's got one eye.
Yes.
1-6 on the road, reeling, just absolutely spiraling out of control. Their coach is gonna get fired. And then they come in here and you know what they do? They do what many teams have done against the Falcons in our time together on this midday show.
Get right.
They got right.
Yep.
Falcons were supposed to get right against the Dolphins.
They were.
And they got wrong.
They were. What, I don't even know. What was the spread last week for this game?
So it was a touchdown.
A touchdown.
Favored by a touchdown.
I would have said yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I would have said yeah.
Sure.
Now, I didn't know nothing about Michael Penix being out and all those different things.
Well, we didn't really know. We knew that his knee was banged up. But by the time Friday practice came around, it looked like he was okay.
Right.
Like when we were on the air, there was video of him practicing Friday looking pretty good.
Okay.
And then there started to be some, well, I don't know, they're not sure, he's questionable. Then Saturday, it's like more likely Cousins going to start. By the time me and Joe took the air yesterday for Wade Ford, it was Cousins is starting.
But then the look at it like, and I understand, when you're a beaten, battered fan base, you're like, well, I hope Kirk Cousins looks good and they win? Then you win a game.
Then you win a game.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not looking at it as though negative Kirk Cousins comes in and plays well.
Yep.
There's not no controversy. That's a win.
It's a win.
It's a win.
That would be so nice right now.
Yes.
Compared to what this is.
Yes. I know. That's
win. I'll be honest with you. Hand in the air. I will admit that because of my own personal bias towards Michael Penix and against Kirk Cousins,
right,
I always at least consider what the worst case scenario would be for a Falcons game, because why wouldn't you?
Of course.
And because of my own bias, I only allowed my worst case scenario to get to that. I was like, my own personal worst case scenario is going to be listening to people say that they think Kirk Cousins should be the starter. No. The worst case scenario is what happened.
Yeah.
Is Kirk Cousins goes out there and plays absolutely terrible.
Yes.
Which he did.
Yes.
So I guess, silver lining,
yes,
there's no quarterback
controversy. There's no quarterback controversy.
You don't have to worry about that.
He was awful yesterday.
Awful.
He was awful. And everybody around him was awful. You know, and I think that's the thing about it is, like, as bad as Kirk was, nobody went, who was better? Who had a good game yesterday?
Parker Romo made his one field goal.
All right. He made a kick indoors.
He did.
Yeah, he made a kick indoors.
I thought
whoop-de-doo.
Brandon Dorlus was pretty solid on the defensive line. Not great. They ran it on him pretty good.
Yes.
Nobody was good.
Nobody was good yesterday, man.
Kyle, again, you throw it to Kyle, he catches it.
Dude.
9 for 9.
He's doing the best he can do.
He's playing some good ball.
He's doing the best he can do. But, I mean, as a team collectively, I mean.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody wants to hear that. So you don't have any time to get ready, because you got to get ready right now for a damn good football team on the road up there. Who knows what the hell the weather's going to be, because it's damn Foxborough. Mm-hmm. And I was there one time and it's a damn blizzard in the middle of October, so you just don't know what that's going to be.
It's late enough in the year now for snow.
Yeah, so you just don't know how that's going to be. And now you're reeling right now. You lost two games in a row by getting thoroughly – when teams run on you like that, that's butt-kicking time.
Yep.
You know, you can talk about – no, when teams average damn near 10 yards a carry
on
you –
they got whatever they wanted.
No matter how they run it, it's not a good sign. Now, this defense played as good as they can play. I think they can get better. But there are deficiencies.
Yeah.
All right, and the main one is against the run. You lost maybe your best – maybe your MVP of the defense so far this year?
Well, and when you talked in the first segment about how their defense is built on speed and playing the run on the way to the pass and all that sort of, like, we're going to be really aggressive, there might be mistakes, but we're so fast and we're going to make up for it. You lost your fastest guy.
You lost, like, your guy.
You lost the guy
that covered it up.
Exactly. Yeah. We spent a lot of time coming out of that that Bills win talking about why it looks like this, and it was because guys were now in the right place to succeed, whereas over the last couple of years, maybe they had been asked to do other things beside that. Divine Diablo had allowed guys to be where they needed to be. Well, him being off the field is one thing. The guy who you have on the field for him
is not.
It doesn't help that he's got that big helmet on, so you really notice.
Yeah.
But, boy.
Safety first, Andy.
Safety first.
Safety first. Safety first.
It'd be nice if he didn't break up, like, interceptions from his own guys.
Yeah, I mean, but you had the opportunity. That's what I'm saying. Catch it. Those are the things when you're leaking blood, you got to make those plays. He's a special player, but you can't fumble the ball.
Nope.
You know, you cut this down. You're in the game. You got some momentum. Maybe that place. You know, it wakes back up. It was sleep. You know, it was sleep so long, and rightfully so. I would say this. You give your fans a reason to cheer.
Yeah.
You give them a reason players. We have to give them a reason to have that energy. And when you're looking like that, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, man.
Just stayed my ass at home.
The fact that people are still paying money to go see this team play is enough.
Yes.
Okay? Give them reason to cheer.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear anything about the atmosphere.
Don't want to hear
stuff
nothing
like that. You know why the atmosphere wasn't good?
Because y'all weren't good.
Because they were down 34-3 to the Miami Dolphins and a one-eyed quarterback.
And a one-eyed damn quarterback who, when I'm telling you, that organization and that team, and hell, even though they beat the Falcons, they still down there. It ain't, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, they're not.
No.
They're still in bad shape.
Yeah, they're in bad shape. But, I mean, you let them feel good for one damn week, you know, and it's a damn shame because, and again, I know who they were out there, quarterback, and I understand backup quarterback and all those different things. Hell, backup quarterback won in Baltimore yesterday. They needed, they sat Lamar because they knew they played Thursday night. And they believe that this quarterback, Ty Huntley, could get them a damn win.
And they did.
And he did.
And he did. I would say that the big difference here, too, is the backup quarterback on this team makes $100 million.
That is true.
And was signed to be the starter still.
Because then you
like, had things gone the way they thought they were going to go or hoped they would go, he would still be the starter right now.
Did you wake up thinking when you found out Kirk Cousins was going to be the quarterback? Like, that's why they didn't trade him. That's why they didn't want to move on from him.
I think
in case of something like this.
I think I did say that on the show yesterday. I was like, well, I mean, at least you have a capable backup quarterback.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah. And that's the thing about it is like
incorrect.
Like this dude ain't been a backup or come off the bench in 10 games. Yeah. Well, he was backup for RG.
Oh, right.
But
yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I don't give a damn. You're a professional. You got to be ready.
Yeah.
You got to be ready. I don't give a damn. I'm sure. I don't know how many reps he got this week and all those different things. Even if Michael went out of the game, you guys still got to come in and be ready.
Yeah, but it also just looked like they weren't on the same page. There was one check that he made where Sills is on the outside and has no idea what the play is.
Yeah.
And he throws it to him.
Yeah.
And obviously he's in the wrong spot.
He's in the wrong spot. He's running a damn comeback. Mm-hmm. Kirk's throwing it down the field. Moody works the hell out, dude, on the in route. Sailed.
Yep.
You know, Kirk's there, so you want to try to do a little bit more under center and all those different things. But yet, I mean, and the coordinator for the offense, do you send him back up? Send him back to the booth?
Last time you fired the wide receivers coach.
Yeah.
Well, you got a run game coordinator or something.
Yeah. But I mean, that goes back to what you said earlier.
You did.
The flesh.
You did the flesh.
Yes.
You got the pound of flesh. You fired Ike
Hilliard.
You took Zach Robinson out of the booth. You can't do any crap like that.
And then
anymore.
I'm looking at the Ray McCloud thing. I was like, I never seen people get up in arms about a receiver who was stinking up the joint anyways.
He was stinking up the
joint. He was stinking up the joint any damn ways. You know, so, I mean, I can only imagine because you were here having to work with those situations and everything. But, yeah, they got it. First of all, biggest thing you got to do, you got to get your quarterback healthy. I know, he didn't leave a good impression last time he played.
No, he's not lighting the world on fire either.
Yeah, he's not either. But I'm pretty sure that he was a better option than what you had yesterday quarterback.
Definitely.
Here's my
big fear, though. With all of the conversation today, understandably, about firing coordinators and head coaches and changing leadership and all that, you do that, we're going into now, we'll be year three with Penix next year, and what development? Because if you fire all these guys now, this year's development is over.
It's over.
Like, he'll play.
But that's the thing about it. Is
developing in this offense is over,
Andy,
if you do that.
You keep changing the guard every 3 years, man. You can't get no stability in that.
Yep.
And that's why you are like, we're going on 8 freaking years, and I'm not ready to throw the towel in all this. Too much football left.
It's a lot of football.
And I'm just not built the way it's over. Let me start looking at mock drafts and all that. I'm not going there. I'm not going to go there.
There's 10 games.
And they don't have a first round pick. Thanks, Andy.
And they don't even have a first round pick. So we can't even do the mock draft stuff. God, dog it.
Join Dukes and for a special edition of their show Thursday as they broadcast live from Metro Bottle in on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta. Come on, while the stock is up this weekend, while joining Dukes and Bell as they preview the biggest college football matchups and all that other stuff, it'll be live 2-6 at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta.
What the hell did Falcons fans do to deserve
They didn't
this?
Do nothing!
Nothing! You didn't do anything.
This is a great town!
It's a great town. Great fans.
Great damn fans.
You deserve so much better than this. Here's what we
Is that why they celebrate the way we celebrate after a win? Because you know when the next one's going to come through?
Yeah, exactly. Enjoy the moment. That's right, when people were so high after the Bills game and you heard a few people being like, no, don't get too excited. Get excited.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn, man. Enjoy the moment, because the moment is fleeting. They will lose 34-10 to the Dolphins. The one-eyed quarterback. Man had one eye. I wish you would have wore a patch. Here's what we can do to try to help. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Call us up and say whatever you want about the Falcons. Just don't cuss. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.